We had lived in Indonesia for over 3 years by that time, the result of my mother's marriage to an Indonesian named Lolo, another student she had met at the University of Hawaii. His name meant crazy in Hawaiian, which tickled Gramps to no end, but the meaning didn't suit the man, for Lolo possessed the good manners and easy grace of his people. He was short and brown, handsome, with thick black hair and features that could have as easily been Mexican or Samoan as Indonesian. His tennis game was good, his smile uncommonly even, and his temperament imperturbable. For 2 years, from the time that I was 4 until I was 6, he endured endless hours of chess with Gramps and long wrestling sessions with me. When my mother sat me down one day to tell me that Lolo had proposed and wanted us to move with him to a faraway place, I wasn't surprised and expressed no objections. I did ask if she loved him. I had been around long enough to know such things were important. My mother's chin trembled, as it still does when she's fighting back tears, and she pulled me into a long hug that made me feel very brave, although I wasn't sure why. Lolo left Hawaii quite suddenly after that, and my mother and I spent months in preparation, passports, visas, plane tickets, hotel reservations, an endless series of shots. While we packed, my grandfather pulled out an atlas and ticked off the names in Indonesia's island chain, Java, Borneo, Sumatra, Bali. He remembered some of the names, he said, from reading Joseph Conrad as a boy. The Spice Islands, they were called back then. Enchanted names, shrouded in mystery. Says here they still got tigers over there, he said. And orangutans. He looked up from the book and his eyes widened. Says here they've even got headhunters. Meanwhile, Toot called the State Department to find out if the country was stable. Whoever she spoke to there informed her that the situation was under control. Still, Toot insisted that we packed several trunks full of foodstuffs, tang, powdered milk, cans of sardines. You never know what these people will eat, she said firmly. My mother sighed, but Toot tossed in several boxes of candy to win me over to her side. Finally, we boarded a Pan Am jet for our flight around the globe. I wore a long-sleeve white shirt and a gray clip-on tie, and the stewardess plied me with puzzles and extra peanuts and a set of metal pilot's wings that I wore over my breast pocket. On a 3-day stopover in Japan, we walked through bone-chilling rains to see the great bronze Buddha at Kamakura and ate green tea ice cream on a ferry that passed through high mountain lakes. In the evenings, my mother studied flashcards. Walking off the plane in Jakarta, the tarmac rippling with heat, the sun bright as a furnace, I clutched her hand, determined to protect her from whatever might come.